Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I get the 6th and 7th guy out of the box. They got to use motions and shifts. 6-7. Yes, I got you. I've seen it. If you're seeing me doing it right now. You're
yeah. That's my guy, Coach. I'm so proud of Coach.
Actually, he says it very.
He says it, I think, better than me.
Pretty awesome, yeah.
Yeah, it's really. You got to get the spirit of it, and I think we found out. Coach is, you know, he's a football guy. Mm-hmm. Some are calling him the LeBron James of football guys. Many people are saying
the football guy.
And yet, that's what a coach is right there.
You know, on Sunday he called me a football guy.
Really?
Yeah, yeah. And I told him, I said, you have to save that one for Ken.
Yeah.
I said, you have to, when you go on Ken's show, you have to then at some point be like, yeah, I was talking to Jonathan, the football guy. And that's the only way to, because I don't know what Ken would do with that information.
That'd actually be really funny if Coach just went around and declared you either a football guy or not a football guy.
No, he does do that. He does do that. That's the funniest, like unintentionally, he does do that.
Then we have to do that with Ken, because that would just be a funny troll.
Well, it'd be even funnier if he called Ken not a football guy.
No, that's what I mean. Yeah, like, if he's like, Ken, you're not a football guy, so you wouldn't get this. I don't know Ken could handle that.
He might be too nice to pull that off, but yeah.
He is. Oh, he's definitely. Yeah. Like, that. You don't use football guy superpowers for evil unless you are you or me. We would.
You think you love football.
Yeah.
Talk to Coach Riss.
Now, this is just a aggregating account, so who the hell knows if this is any. But have you heard of Poly Market Football?
I have, actually.
Yeah. They've got a Fix the Browns edition.
Okay,
here.
So hold on. So they have been they've been cultivating a lot of misinformation out there.
Okay.
So is this an opinion piece or
it's
is this
an opinion piece?
Okay, because they're not Dove Kleiman, but they're approaching it. They're knocking on the doorstep.
We agreed, which is why initially I was not going to bring this to air, and then I was reminded that I like this idea, so I'm going to go with that.
Awesome, let's do it.
Fix the Browns 2026. Fire Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry. Check. Okay. Hire John Dorsey as GM.
Love it.
Okay.
On a scale of like Cold Stone, like it, love it. I love it.
Love it. Head coach Robert Saleh.
Don't love that as much.
Wait for it. Mike McDaniel, OC. Jim Schwartz, DC.
I don't like Saleh.
Why not?
He's not very good at being a coach.
I think he was undermined by a bad head owner. I don't know why I said it like that way. A bad owner in Woody Johnson.
Listen, all you have to do is just get me to watch the story of his brother and 9/11, and then I'll basically run through a brick wall for him all over again. I can get re-energized with Robert Saleh.
What if?
I can watch enough 49ers tape, Nick, to fall back in love with Robert Saleh if that's what this takes.
And we get to do the thing that people are going to do with Kevin Stefanski in like 2 years where they're like, I mean, it was Cleveland.
I mean, really, right? I kind of look at him more, though. He would turn into a Nick Sirianni type, where I'm like, I'm more focused on who your offensive coordinator is. Yes. And your defensive coordinator. Yeah. Than who's actually the guy in charge.
Yeah.
And in this instance, it'd be McDaniels, and it would also be Jim Schwartz, and I'm cool with that.
So here's another reason why.
I love the idea that Schwartz survives the firing of Stefanski, by the way.
I think it has to happen.
It has to happen.
Yeah, because it's interesting. Albert was saying things about developing players, and I was like, did they develop players this year when they drafted Quinshon Judkins, or is Quinshon just good at football?
Mm-hmm.
Like, if Quinshon had a rough rookie year, and the next year, all of a sudden, he exploded and had a 2,000 yards, okay, that's developing a player.
No, they did so much developing of Quinshon as he was, you know, not around the team because of his suspensions.
Galaxy brain.
And not signing a contract.
They actually called in the allegations.
even more galaxy.
The farther away you get from the Browns, the better you're going to develop, Quinshon.
They knew. They couldn't get their paws on him or else bad things were going to happen.
Also, they're not developing a damn thing. They run him into a brick wall most days. Now, I digress. But you can make a case that, like, Jim Schwartz has developed Alex Wright. He's developed Isaiah McGuire. Before the injury, he's developed MJ Emerson. Ronnie Hickman. Like, I can look on the defensive side of the ball and see countless.
Mike Collins having the best season of his career.
Devin Bush, by the way, reclamation project.
Devin Bush has been awesome this season.
So I can sell you that there's been development on the defensive side of the ball. There's no move I can make in this scenario. To me, this has now become like Callahan. Like, honestly, I wish I could get back, go into a DeLorean, and go back to 2023, the Dewey Slopes of that. And just anytime somebody says we gotta let Bill Callahan go coach with his son, and just five fingers to the face.
Yeah.
Like, but that's where we are with Schwartz now.
Five fingers, like a pimp slap or just a normal slap?
Oh, a pimp slap. That's okay. Way more insulting.
Yeah.
A normal slap's insulting, but a pimp slap, some people don't come back from that.
But no, they were being good guys, Nick.
That's
good. Let them go.
They're just guys. They're just thinking of Bill.
I mean, Jim Schwartz has no loyalty to Stefanski, right?
Well, he might have loyalty to Andrew Berry, which I think is where this gets tricky.
That's where it gets a little tricky.
But yeah, I mean, listen, I don't look at this coaching crop.
He also might feel insulted if he doesn't get a true look at being a head coach either.
That's also fair.
That is the type of thing that happens.
I don't look at this coaching crop and see a lot of guys that I actually want as head coaches. Like, if you want Mike McCarthy or John Gruden, those guys are there. If you want... Halfley, who used to be the Browns defensive backs coach, and now he's Green Bay's defensive coordinator, and he was Boston College
head coach.
Why does
his name keep coming up? I've heard his name like seven times in the past week.
Because that's where things are.
I don't think I heard his name once in the previous 3 years prior to that. Why does his name keep popping up?
Green Bay's really good.
Is that the end?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Answer is does he get credit for Jordan Love's success? Is that what's happening right now?
I think he gets credit because the rest of the defense is actually pretty good.
It's odd. It's just odd that his name is good. Is he a local kid?
No. Remember, he was, he was on Petten's staff. He was one of Petten's guys.
Oh, okay. Maybe that explains it.
There
had to be something attached to this because his name
is senior assistant.
Literally, like, everywhere in the past week or so. And I was like, why does he keep popping up?
He will get a head coaching job. But without somebody, and I'm over chasing
the Ohio State connection. Is that what that is?
Could be. I'm over chasing the tired play of we got to find the next Shanahan, McVay, Kevin O'Connell, because the problem is everyone's trying to find that. I just want to find the next good head coach. And so I think the way you do that is you start by hiring a football guy as a GM, fire San Diego Paul out of a freaking rocket back to the West Coast.
Yep.
Bye-bye, Andrew. Bye-bye, Kevin. Bring back John Dorsey.
I mean, I would walk over 1,000 feet of broken glass to be able to just have a chance to have John Dorsey be the GM again. I want that so bad. And so you can give me any combination outside of that. If John Dorsey's back in charge, that would be my favorite thing ever.
And here's the thing. Whereas, unlike last time where he came in 2 years into a rebuild, he would be coming in on the ground floor of a rebuild. So it's not like I would expect. There's no GM or head coach that I think you can hire, and next year you're suddenly a 10-7 team. Because there's right. not a quarterback that I see out there. Like, even if Tua shakes free, I don't know if Tua's the right guy here.
No.
And that's like the best of the potential.
Kyler Murray? Maybe?
No, he's... He's Tua on the opposite of steroids.
I'm trying to think of the very best option that's going to be open, though. And like, that's the category that we're in.
I don't. If Kyler can't do it in warm weather, I don't. It's the to me, he's right-handed Tua, right?
Yeah.
Undersized, not the rocket most, not the strongest arm in the game is what I'm trying to say. But so I guess the point is, I don't think there's a quick fix here. I think you have to go the long way. But for the love of God, can you bring a football guy in? And if anything, and listen, John got two drafts. So judging John just off two drafts is wildly problematic, because you also have to judge what he did previously in Kansas City and what he's been a huge part of in Detroit.
Yeah, which is, I've called him the best drafter in the previous 15 years of football. And it's not, I really don't even think it's close.
And he was right about Baker.
He was right about Denzel. I mean, just stretch it out. I mean, Mahomes, Kelsey, Hunt, and then he's right about everyone in charge, everyone that you've seen here, and then he was right with how many players in Detroit now. Like, I mean, he just knows how to draft players.
So I don't know where you go with the quarterback spot, but I know, like, I understand John. Honestly, I think John got sabotaged by the fact Paul DePodesta wanted analytics and power.
He just didn't want to play their game, and it's just not how John does it. And that's why you mentioned like DePodesta being shot off into the sun. That would have to be a part of that. He needs to be able to have his own vision and be able to execute it.
What's interesting about that, I thought Albert drew a really interesting distinction, and maybe we'll get into this more. Albert drew a distinction between Kevin and Andrew, sure. He also drew a distinction from Andrew and analytics. And I think that suggests a different level of interference, that it's not just Haslam interfering, but Paul DePodesta. At which point, if you've got two good soldiers who they don't agree with you in Paul DePodesta, I don't know what we're doing here anymore. Just make the guy GM. Like, don't do the cloak and dagger stuff. If Jimmy wants to, listen, I think the guy has no place in the NFL. And I think he's not, I don't think he's added one positive. There's not one thing you can say, this is because Paul DePodesta was here. Now, I haven't done it because anyone could just pull him out and whack-a-mole that just anytime you want.
Yeah.
But if that's the guy that survives these three, make him the GM, put his name on it, and he's the guy. And then that way, in 2029, when you stink in the Barn Dominium in Brook Park,
yeah,
we can fire him properly.
We know who to throw tomatoes after. We know who to. The weird thing about DePodesta is we never really know what he's responsible for, and we've never really been able to figure it out. I don't know if he's got more power now than when he had when he first started doing business with the Browns. There was a stretch in there, like 3-4 years ago, where people were making the suggestion that he was more focused on like season ticket sales than he was anything actually happening within the Browns football and like process. And like it seems like that's reverse course, because now then he was away from drafts. Now he's back in the draft room. Like, he's just been a revolving door of I don't know what you do. And if I don't know what you do, I don't know what to hold you accountable for. I just know you're the through line through all of this.
And I'll just go back to it. Like, DePodesta is trying to use the baseball formula, and this is very reductive, and I understand it. But he's trying to use the principles of what was found in baseball and find that and what that is in football. The problem is it doesn't replace drafting good football players who love playing football. And that's the one thing. Dorsey's not going to hit on every pick. He wouldn't. But you know what I know that guy's going to do? Bring in a bunch of dudes who play football with an attitude, with a purpose, who go out there and punch people in the mouth.
Well, part of what he had dissected with Baker that a lot of people just seemed to miss was a lot of the intangibles and a lot of the things that, like getting all of the teammates to rally around, et cetera. And it sounds cliche, but like Baker was able to do that. And it's the Pied Piper story with Hugh Jackson. Like he was able to do that. And he's able to get everyone just to buy in. And so, there's a lot to this game beyond just what you see on tape. There's a lot to this game.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson. On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.